Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. It is post-summer. Hey Shalina, how's it going?
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah? Yeah. We're all set to tackle this very, very important post-holiday topic.
Yeah, God, how depressing is that? Holidays are over.
Well, my holidays are still coming, so hey.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not a summer holiday.
It doesn't have the same kind of vibe. So, yeah. Yeah, I was away for a few weeks. I came back with a suitcase or two of stuff. So I thought it'd be useful to talk about that because I'm sure people have come back with lots of suitcases of things, not just one or two.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago, we talked about all the stuff they needed to do before their holiday so that they could prepare for it. And in fact, one of the things we addressed in that was the fact that you should prepare your home for the fact that you might shop while you're away. Yeah. So now we got to talk about actually going through that and closing that process out.
So I thought I was prepared. I thought I was, you know, I'm organized. I'm an organizer. I thought I was prepared for the stuff coming in. So my thing is that when I land, I have issues that I can't just rest or go to sleep or have a shower. I have to unpack my suitcases as soon as I've come home. Well, after I've fed the cat and had a cup of tea. So I start unpacking. So I do that. I lay everything out and put it into sections. And I've already, of course, packed the suitcase coming into sections, so it's easier for me. So everything's then organized on my bed, like, you know, the clothes, the souvenirs, makeup, toiletries, etc. So what I do, I have enough hangers to fit in my wardrobe. I won't buy any more hangers. If I need hangers for clothes, that means I have to get rid of things. So when I open the wardrobe up, I had to declutter. So that's what I did. So I went through, found all old stuff, put that into a pile, had enough hangers for the new things and hung that up straight away. Same with the makeup, same with the toiletries. Like I found old toiletries that I wasn't using anyway and had bought new stuff that was very cool and sparkly and fresh. So so I decluttered all the toiletries and stuff. So it takes a bit longer, but within, I think, 2 or 3 hours, I had done everything and put everything away and organized it.
And so it goes back to also the stuff we've said about on previous episode too, is that when every time you're trying to bring something in, you know, it's like the buy one, get rid of two kind of concept as well, right? You have to get rid of old stuff before you put in new stuff, otherwise you'll always be in this overflow state.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and I mean, with me, of course, I did declutter much more than I'd brought in. It was just a good time for me to do it. Ideally, what you want to do is do it, of course, beforehand, before you go on holiday. But of course, you don't know how much you're going to buy. I didn't know I was going to buy as much as I did. And then the same in the kitchen. I had the same thing for the kitchen. So I bought kitchen things because, you know, of course, in America, they have cool and they have food items and accessories and, you know, just bits and pieces that you don't get here or even in the UK. So I bought them because it was a novelty for me. I bought, they had, and this is part of my thing about being sustainable, you know, Ziploc bags, but they have reusable Ziploc bags. So I've bought them. I will show you. It's very cool. Even though the ones I bought were a bit too small to fit a lot of things. So I should have bought bigger ones, which now I didn't buy. And they're in the container store. If you're there, go buy them. They're very cool. I also bought, and I've wanted this for a long time, a container to put your lemon in. So you know when you cut a lemon? I know. He's face palming right now while I say this.
But also, by the way, you do get this here, but anyway.
Yeah, I know, but this was a cool looking one. And it was much cheaper as well. It was like a few cents, you know, rather than dollar, you know.
You are aware that like a lemon can go into literally any container. We don't need one that's shaped like a lemon.
I know, but this is very cool. I know, of course, you could put tomato in it and stuff like that. But it's always been something that's bothered me that I've cut the lemon, then I just put it in the fridge and I don't have it. And then it goes off because it's not contained in a proper container. So I bought that. And it was good for packing because I put little things inside that container to take with me in my suitcase. So it was a genius idea on the organizing front. Don't make a face at me.
just on the principle of the thing you've added to clutter in your house now.
This is once in a blue moon I add these quirky little things.
It's just funny though. But it is one thing that does continually surprise me sometimes because it's very tempting. Like, you know how you have... Some places have this like dedicated like a knife for lettuce and a knife for watermelon. Yes. And all that, right? And
that is clutter though.
And it's clutter not just because of the fact that You don't need a dedicated knife for everything, but also like a standard knife would suffice for both of these use cases. I mean, they look very pretty, no doubt. Like to have to cut the lettuce with a green knife and to cut a watermelon with a red knife is very nice. But at the end of the day, these things are, you know, if you have an elaborate, I don't know, 20-person house kitchen kind of situation, like that's fine. But for most people and for everyday use, I don't recommend buying individual things for individual things.
Are you lemon container shaming me? No. You lemon container shaming me. It's like once in a blue, but yeah, you're right. It was clutter. But for me, because I have space.
Wait, and by the way, there's nothing wrong in buying a lemon container. Lemon should be stored well. It's just a matter of like, as a general piece of advice to the world out there, to be careful, because I understand why it's very tempting, because it's very tempting.
It is, especially if you go to a place called the Container Store, which I'd never been to in my life. And I'd heard about it from lots and lots of clients and followers, and people going, how could we never have been? So, of course, I made a dedicated trip there. Ended up being there for an hour, going up and down every aisle. They had a lot of cool stuff. It's a shame we're not there, or they don't have it here. They need to have it here. But anyway, back to the post-holiday. So what I recommend is that you, before you leave, try and go through areas. So, you know, if you know that you're going to go to somewhere like America or the UK or Europe, where you're going to buy clothes, kitchen items, lounge items, you know that you're going to buy certain things from these places, make sure that you declutter your cupboards beforehand or your wardrobes beforehand. Go through the old clothes and, as we always say, what doesn't fit, what's not fashionable, that's broken or torn, that's just plain ugly, get it all out of there so you can put in your new items that you actually are happy you've bought into your space. And the same with the toiletries and stuff. So look at the toiletries and see what's old, what's not worked. You know, lots of people buy hair products that are actually don't do anything for your hair. Like I've bought various things for curly hair, and it's always, and you know, there's only a few items that actually work properly for my hair. So the rest of them are just useless. So I ended up donating them to friends or, you know, like my maid. Actually, my maid has straight hair now. There used to be another one who used to have curly hair, so she used to love it that I'd give her, but she likes the makeup. I give her makeup. I'll say to her, look, I get free samples. I give that to her. I'm like, I'm not going to use it. So she's sorted with mascara for the next few years because I've given her so many of those sample mascara bowls. And that happens when you go on holiday as well. Like I went to Sephora in the US and they give you loads of samples of stuff. And I kept on saying, I don't want it. It's fine. Like, no, honey, take it. You'll love it. No, I won't. It's clutter. So with the organizing side of it, again, it's the same as before. So, you organize like for like. So when you buy clothes, you put all the dresses together. If you can color coordinate, great. So you can see how many of the same color you have. Same with your tops, shoes, organize it all so that you can easily find it. And I always say put the new stuff at the front because you want to be able to see it to remind yourself you have it. And I will take those out. I'll make sure I wear those clothes unless it's very evening wear, which I don't wear often. But the day-to-day stuff, I will put in a section and that will be, and I will make myself wear those new clothes for the first few weeks. Because otherwise, if you just put them into your wardrobe and fit it in, you might forget that you have them. And what is the point of buying it if you're going to just let it then rest in your wardrobe for months and months on end because you forgot that you bought them?
Yeah, and then again, you go through the same cycles of what we've seen before where like then something is just sitting there with labels for years and then it's out of style or you don't feel like wearing it anymore or it doesn't fit you anymore. And then it's this whole, like you're back in the same cycle. Then you might as well have not bought it.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, so this is a great thing to do. So I do that with all the clothes and that's what I did with these ones that I put them in one side. And so that is what I'm wearing right now. So make sure that I wear everything that I bought and, appreciate it as well that I've bought it. And I mean, even when I was buying, and this is something we talked about pre-holiday that, when you go away or when you do any shopping at all, you look at it. Yes, it might be a brilliant price because you're in, say in America or the UK where it's much cheaper, but are you actually going to wear it? Is it actually going to fit your style? You might think, oh, this is what everybody's wearing right now in the UK. It's really cool and funky. But will it suit your style or the environment here in you know, Dubai or wherever you are, to think about that as well. So don't just buy just because everybody else is buying, buy because you feel comfortable. Also, my thing is as well, like I've said it before, that when I've packed, when I was coming back, I packed everything so that it was all organized. So it's easier to take out and put in the right places. So if you do that, especially with packing cubes, so what I do is put like, you know, like for like clothes in a certain packing cubes. I put souvenirs in another packing cube so I could take that all and put it, you know, in my lounge area. Kitchen items, the lemon container was in, you know, all the kitchen items, toiletries all together as well. So it's easier to take each packing cube to the specific room and then unpack it in that room and put everything away. So if you do it like that, it makes your life easier when you get to the unpacking. So it might seem like a bit of a, you know, like you're like, I'm on holiday, why am I packing and doing this? But it actually makes your life easier when you land as well and come back and unpack. So think about that as well, doing that, and using packing cubes are the best things ever.
And I think we should also probably encourage people to unpack quickly.
Yes, there is a bigger problem with that. And I mean, I do have a few clients that will then say, look, we've landed. The suitcases are still not empty. Can you do it for us? So I have to do that for a few clients. But yeah, do that. Otherwise, it'll just procrastinate and you just won't do it. That's why I do it. As even though I'm exhausted, I will do it as soon as I land and just get it over and done with. It's like pulling a plaster out.
No, I'm in agreement with you in principle. I mean, I however would say, like, I wouldn't necessarily do it the same way, but I would do it quickly. Like, so there are times sometimes you're flying like a red eye flight and stuff. You get home at like 2 or 3 a.m. You've been flying for like 10 hours. For me, I wouldn't even process the unpacking properly. Yeah, leave it for the next day or the day after. Like, just get some rest first. You know.
Yeah, do that if you're not me. So do it the next day. But yes, do it as quickly as possible, and so then you can put the suitcases away. So they're not in, you know, taking over the space in your bedroom or in your living space.
It's back to that clutter, right? Every time you walk by and you see that suitcase sitting there, like, it's just going to keep affecting you as well. But this is why I also encourage people, like, sometimes I know we try to maximize our holidays, but sometimes it's nice to come back on a Friday so you have Saturday to yourself to do all this stuff. Because a lot of times what happens is we're like, well, I only have to go into work on Sunday, so I'm going to fly in like Saturday night. And people forget that, you know, you have to do things like unpack and buy groceries and like simple things that actually then affect you later, because then when you come back home on Sunday and you're exhausted because you haven't rested, and then you still have to unpack.
And do the laundry.
And cook dinner.
But with the cooking, the dinner, I mean, we're great. It's that we can do takeaways now. You know, takeaway is so easy here. But also lots of people I know cook, and I have it as well. I cook food and put it in the freezer, so I have that ready. But then of course you have to defrost it when you come home, so you know, there are pluses and minuses, but you could always get like a pizza in the freezer and then just put that in the oven. But yeah, do that. If you did it on the Friday, that's much better. It does make sense that you've got that day to rest, and I try and do that nowadays as well, that I will do it so that the next day I don't have to go to work. I can do all the things like unpack and do the laundry and sort out all the documents and admin that's been, you know, accumulating over the time while I've been away. So yeah, that's a good idea, Shrek.
Well, thank you. It's also because like I'm literally like I'm traveling, and so it's the same. I'm doing the same thing where I'm like, okay, well, I got a ton of things work-wise to do on the Sunday after I come back, and I want to be back on Friday rather than Saturday, so I have some time to myself, can get some sleep.
That's very important as well. You need to catch up on sleep, especially if you go far away and the jet lag's bad.
All right. Well, as always, I hope everybody's had a lovely summer, a good vacation, and hopefully these tips have helped make your unpacking part of that journey, like the worst part, like the fact that I'm back and I'm dealing with this, just a little bit better. As always, you can get hold of Shalina by visiting theclutterme.com. You can find out all our old episodes, including our other summer-related episodes that we've done over the last few weeks, by visiting theclutterme.com/podcast. And see you next week.
Bye.